When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Play John. Play Frank. Yankees win.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, New York, we are doing it. Postseason baseball seems like it's certain at this point. Don't jinx anything. I know, but on both sides, you're just getting the vibe that, okay, they're finding ways to win and they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're handling business. This is the time to handle your business. There is no time left to make mistakes, to let games slip. This is it. 888-808-1019. It is a football Friday on The Fan. You got me till 2 a.m. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, KM to 2 a.m. We're going to talk about the Yankees, but you just heard the Yankee postgame. You just heard the Yankee broadcast. So before I get flooded with calls, let's talk about the Make It Happen Mets. And for you weirdo Yankee fans that don't understand, it is my job to talk about the Mets. I don't hate the Mets. I have an issue with some of the lame loser Met fans that I've run into online, but they don't exist in real life. As far as this Mets team goes that I watch every night, or I listen to Howie Rose and Pat McCarthy and Keith Radcall the games on 880, I like these guys. Francisco Alvarez, I told you a long time ago, that's my favorite Met. And yeah, he struggled a little bit, but he's young. He's a winning player. He's an alpha. He's a leader. He's got the best tatted on his neck, El Troll. And tonight, when he hit that bomb straight down the left field line off Aaron Nola, my first reaction was, Francisco Alvarez, you dirty dog. The great Sweeney Murdy used to say, three-run home runs win ball games. Well, if you hit 2 3-run homers in an inning, that's like a 90% chance you're going to win. If you hit 3 3-run homers in a ball game, 100% chance you should win that game. Mets fans, call me up at 888-808-1019. Jose Quintana has gotten his act together because there is no time left to not have your act together. The Mets have held guys accountable all year. If you don't produce, you don't play. And guys are producing. As hard as we've been on Pete Alonso, Pete Alonso showed up tonight. He showed up tonight in Philly with his glove and his bat, making plays at first base and tacking on late. I mean, the whole defense made plays. The three runs that the Phillies tacked on late, the four hits, you're not worried about that. That was dominant. 14 hits, 11 runs, and that game was over in the fifth inning. You knew it, I knew it, and all those goofy Philly fans on a Friday night that came through Xfinity Live and got drunk and watched their team run out there in those goofy-ass City Connect uniforms, they got smacked and they had to sit there and shut up, and there was a good amount of Mets fans down there. Good. Good. Because you understand, you handle business right now in Philadelphia, and then when they come back to Queens, you handle business. You set the tone right now. You smack them right now. You let them know that this team's not going lightly. It's been a while since they've seen you. The London series was in early June. How much has changed with the Mets since early June? Everything. Everything. I call them the Make It Happen Mets. Losers let it happen. Winners make it happen. And the Mets have been making it happen. I don't know how you can watch this team and think the other shoe is about to drop. I don't know how you could watch this team as a Yankee fan and root against them unless you absolutely just hate the Mets. It has nothing to do with the Yankees and their pursuit for first place and the number one seed in the American League. This Mets team is fun to root for. They are resilient. They have been left for dead 9 times, and they have 9 lives. They might have another one just in case it gets a little trippy here, and I don't know, they lose a couple games. They may come back from the dead again. They're a fun team to watch. Francisco Alvarez with a three-run bomb. Brandon Nimmo is a baller. He hits one out. Good to see him get going. A three-run bomb. Oh, and let's go Yankee Mets. Harrison Bader. He's like that. Yankee fans know he's like that. When the lights are bright, he's ready to rock. So, good night for the Mets down the turnpike. Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Sending a message to all of Pennsylvania and South Jersey that these Mets mean business. And these Mets don't just plan on getting into the wild card now. It's not just eyes on the third wild card spot. Dream bigger. Not going to get ahead of ourselves here, but you're allowed to dream bigger with some 15, 16 games left in this baseball season. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I know you Yankee fans want to talk about that one tonight. That's game of the year. All rise. Here comes the judge. You knew at some point, right? It wasn't going to be forever. What do you have, like 75 plate appearances, 16 games? I don't want to hear another word about Paw Patrol. I don't watch those kiddie shows. My son watches Elmo, and that's pretty much it. La 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 la, la 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 la, Elmo song. That's all we do in my house. We don't do Paw Patrol. I don't believe in the Paw Patrol curse. It's got nothing to do with Aaron Judge and his performance. He's a human being. Even though there's a lot of times we think he's a cyborg, we think he's a robot, we think he's an alien, a mutant, the juggernaut, like the juggernaut. I just look at this guy in that moment, and I had all the faith in the world. I tweeted out, all rise, Judge, now is the time. If they're going to pitch to Aaron Judge has to do that. If they're going to have the audacity to forget that this guy already had 51 bombs, that this guy had a stretch where he had 9 home runs in 10 games, like if they're going to forget that this guy is the leading candidate for the MVP, also chasing a triple crown, already has an MVP, already has the American League home run title, if they're going to forget that, Alex Cora, if they're going to forget that, Boston Red Sox, then get got. 888-808-1019. What a game to come back from. What a game to come back from. Because when the lineup came out today, and you see that Richard Fitz, a.k.a. Richard Dick Fitz, this guy is the emergency starter for the Boston Red Sox today. And you could have asked me to name 10 names, and I wouldn't have been able to come up with his name as a guy that we traded to the Red Sox in the deal for Alex Verdugo. You knew that he was going to dominate the Yankees. The Yankees turn anybody into an ace. This guy comes out there as an emergency starter in his second start. A guy that's happy that he's traded in the Yankees-Red Sox deal because, oh, those don't happen a lot. I'm forever in history. And Tanner Houck goes down, and they have to go to this guy. You just knew in your heart of hearts. I think Rami Lavie put out, like, yeah, this guy's going to shut down the Yankees. And he did for a while. And in the beginning of the game, fans were pissed off, myself included, because we were like, where is Dominguez? You know, the old piss on my head, tell me it's raining thing. Like, it's raining. Because with Dominguez, I was told, there's no lane for Jason Dominguez. With Dominguez, I was also told that Alex Verdugo gives us a better chance to win. With Dominguez, I was told that when he comes up, he has to play every day. When he comes up, he's going to play a lot. I mean, he just came up this week. It's Friday. He was up here Monday. He's already been out of the lineup a couple times. Whatever. I have positive energy, bro. TWTW, bro. The will to win. The Yankees have the will to win. That's a 3-game win streak after back-to-back walk-offs. Riveting. Let's focus on the positive. Instead of me talking about Mark Leiter Jr., a waste of a trade in the trade deadline, when you needed relievers, like when Michael Kopech was available, Tanner Scott I really wanted. There's a bunch of other names. You can even look at like what Phil Maton has done for the Mets. When you needed a high leverage reliever because Clay Holmes was leading the league in blown saves then, you get us Mark Leiter Jr. And, I mean, this guy has to give up runs. 888-808-1019. I'm not going to focus on that because you know what? They bailed him out just like they bailed Clay out a couple days ago. They're bailing everybody out. Jazz Chisholm just has to run into outs on the base paths. Don't worry, Jazz will bail you out. Gleyber Torres, brain shuts off. doesn't move, doesn't field his position, top of the six, that leads to, you know what, you watch the game. I don't have to tell you. But they bail each other out. And that's a sign of a team rounding into form. That's a sign of a team believing in each other and saying, hey, 27 outs or however many outs it takes and Manfred's man on second extras, whatever. Like, we're going to get it done because we have to find a way to stack wins right now so we can win this division. 888-808-1019. And a guy that is a weapon right now, helping the Yankees as they have a three-game lead and look to win the American League East. The Weave Dog. I call him Weavy Wonder. That's my closer. Luke Skyweaver. He's the guy. They say he's a psychopath. Aren't we all psychopaths when it comes to the Yankees and those last few outs and winning the game? Yeah, Luke Dreamweaver. Glad to have you. I mean, what? This guy is electric. And he's got some swing and miss stuff. He's got a put away pitch. That's the closer. And I don't care if Aaron Boone is non-committal. I don't care what they say. It ain't Clay Holmes. And if they want to be creative, don't get too creative when this guy is relishing in the opportunity to be that. I love his personality. I love his humor. And, man, when he gets those strikeouts, a six-out save tonight, he is fired up. The stadium's fired up. That's what it's supposed to look like. That's postseason energy in the Bronx. I'm so mad I didn't go to that game tonight. I've been taking a little break. But shout out to you if you were there. If you're still driving home from Yankee Stadium, call me up, 888-808-1019. We're going to talk about Clark Schmidt. We're going to talk about Marcus Stroman. We're going to talk about Nestor Cortez. We're going to talk about Anthony Volpe. Anthony Rizzo got going a little bit. I mean, he's got a little history with the Red Sox, so maybe seeing the Red Sox got him to come alive a little bit. We're going to talk about Gleyber Torres leading off and how I just can't hate on Gleyber Torres because he's been our best hitter this month. Longer. So, you know, unfortunately it is what it is with the Gleyber Torres experience, but man, we've been looking for a leadoff hitter all year, and it took all year for Gleyber Torres to just play free and go out there and actually be his true self. At some point tonight, later in the night, we will get to my NFL picks for week two. I am doing a collab with The Block 94.7, our sister station, where I wrap my picks. So we'll play that, and we'll talk about all of the matchups coming up this week. If you guys want to talk about Shannon Sharp, I don't really want to do that. If you guys want to talk about Tyreek Hill and the Miami-Dade Police, I don't want to do that. I don't want to talk about Tua either. There are not that many baseball nights left. And we are heading into October where we should have postseason baseball in the Bronx and in Queens. Let's live in it. Let's have a good Friday night. We will get to Football Friday stuff. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. Hopefully Francisco Lindor is okay. Hopefully his back is just, they get treatment. I'm looking at it on the screen right now in real time. When I saw that, I didn't think he was hurt, but then they took him out of the game. And I'm like, this is a guy that plays every day. Good spot to get him off his feet. You're up 10-0. But hopefully he gets treatment. He sleeps it off. He's very in shape. He eats right. And hopefully he's able to bounce back, because that's the one thing that you don't need. That's the one thing that has come out of the night that isn't so great. The MVP has got lower back soreness. Just slide, bro. Just slide. Get down on this. It is what it is. Mets fans, call me up. Yankee fans, call me up. Football fans, call me up. Fans of the Fan, call me up. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m. It's a Friday night, Friday the 13th. Again, coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Talk New York sports on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Wakanda. Welcome!
The Casamigos big shot of the night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And it's been a while, but all rise, number 99, Aaron Judge, the captain. He breaks his homerless streak of games and plate appearances. I don't want to hear Aaron Judge is not clutch. This guy comes through and literally hits a grand slam for the lead to send Yankee Stadium into a frenzy on a Friday night where it's packed. Like 45,000 in attendance because it's a premium series, Boston Red Sox in town, the rivalry. And man, in that moment, I'm like, I should have went to the game. Judge, he's back, and he's going to have to stay back, okay? If that's the little slump before he gets hot and he sees it again, if these stupid pitchers want to challenge him, if these stupid pitchers want to pitch to him, then get rocked. 888-808-1019. The team goes as he goes. The way that these guys ran out of the dugout, the way that these guys reacted to Judge coming through, like, he is everything to this team. He's the MVP. Don't tell me anything about Bobby Witt Jr. Judge is back. All rise. Here comes the Judge. Now, from MVP to MVP, I was just talking to Paulie about Francisco Lindor, and, I mean, I think you got to play him tomorrow. I think it was smart to get him out of there. You're up in the game, and I know he's a competitor. Before we went to the break, I said he's got a good diet. I've seen his pregame routines, how much he stretches and gets loose. He's in shape. I think just for morale and just because these are important games, Paulie, I just think he's in the lineup tomorrow. Even if he's feeling a little bit of soreness, he's going to champ it out for the team.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a slippery slope if there's actually something structurally wrong and it's not just soreness. Because ideally, I would say rest him just in case the Mets are going to be playing for the next 5 weeks. But these are as must-win games you can get if you're a Mets fan and if you're the Mets organization. So resting a guy who has been playing at that MVP-type level. And that's what he's been. He's been that MVP-type level, the king of New York, Francisco Lindor. That is the level he's been playing at the past 3 months so. The king of New York. He kicked Jalen to the curb. It's not Jalen anymore.
I just gave Judge the Casamigos big shot of the night. Judge has been the king, but I get it. I know. Lin Sanity.
Yeah, so they're in a weird spot, though, because you don't want to put him out there and he's busting it out of the box on a double and he slides and, you know,
hopefully
and
he
makes
slides.
It even worse. So they're in a very tricky spot. And again, the run they've been on and absolutely destroying the Phillies and scoring 6 or 7 on Aaron Nola, who's been excellent this season.
That's what they do against good pitching. It goes back to the runs that they had. I mean, look what they did to the Yankees with Luis Gil and Gerrit Cole. Double digits in the R column and the H column. They've gotten back to this lineup just absolutely smacking aces, and that's what you need. Steve Cohen gets on Twitter at 4:55. He says, Phillies, Mets, with everything on the line, does it get better than this? Yes, Steve, it can get a lot better.
A very Magic Johnson-esque tweet from him. Very Magic tweet from him. One more thing on the Mets. The lineup has been a big concern for Mets fans, and for the Mets, obviously, and them scoring 11. I know it's a bandbox up there, I get that. But them scoring 11 tonight, good start, bullpen pitching, get everything to come together. I still think the math is pretty tough for them to get in to the postseason.
Yeah.
But they are playing at such a high level right now, and they just have everyone believing. They have turned me into a believer after calling them the best mediocre team in all of baseball for like 3 months, and they've turned me into a wholehearted believer. I love this team.
When you have Francisco Alvarez as your 8-hitter and Harrison Bader as your 9-hitter, and they're coming through with 6 RBI and 4 hits, and like, the lineup, I was talking about it the other night because I think they're one of the like top teams in the league for different lineups. I think they've had something like 126 or 7 different lineup configurations, but that is because they're always tweaking and changing things to try and find the right matchup, whatever. It worked tonight. Maybe they stick with this. I think Lindor plays. Steve Cohen's got a lot of money. What hotel do they stay in Philadelphia? What's the nicest hotel
right.
in Philadelphia?
Well, that's what I was also telling you is, I would have much rather preferred this happening at Citi Field because now he's got to stay in a hotel bed. And again, I'm sure they're staying at a nice hotel, but he's still not comfortable in that setting maybe. And if you wake up super stiff, then, you know, then that's a whole nother, you know, process that you have to go through.
It's a 4:05 start. They'll have some time. Severino on the mound. I think they'll have some time to get him right. Okay, 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Yankees fans all on the line. Mets fans, join in if you'd like. First call of the night goes to Dan in Howe, New Jersey.
Keith, how we doing?
Fantastic on the fan.
Oh, man. All right, so I got two things for you. I was at the game tonight. It was absolutely electric. Got there early. Got my hoodie jersey.
Oh, yeah.
12th game of the year. It was great. Great promotion. I got all the jerseys, too. So I got the, you know, the trifecta on the sports and then this one to end
the
off
hockey
the
jersey,
so
the basketball jersey, the football jersey.
Yes, sir, and I wore the football jersey there. There's a lot of people there. So they really killed it with the promotions this year, man. Those are great.
They had to, because the Mets were the first ones doing all those different hockey jerseys, soccer jerseys, different bucket hat giveaways. The Yankees were like, hey, we could do better than this.
Man, my wardrobe got a major upgrade. I love it. But I was curious about two things. One, going in there, I was curious if that atmosphere for that judge at bat really translated through the screen. Because when we were there, I will say, you know, we was getting a little down, five innings. We were blowing the chances. We're getting the runners on, but we just really weren't connecting. Couple of the boo birds come out.
Yep.
But judge comes up, base is loaded, no one out. Everyone and everyone was standing up before the pitch was even thrown. Everyone was there. And, you know, it was down before, but that moment, everyone stood up. So I was just curious if that kind of translated.
It was an Apple TV game, of course. They have the 4K cameras and the different views. Like, I think they did a good job of showing it. And then I just retweeted on Twitter the ballpark cam from MLB, where you can just see, like, no one calling the game, just the straight, like, people up out of their seats.
Yeah.
It's sick. It's postseason energy, postseason vibe. But you know what's crazy? Mark Leiter Jr. gets the win, and he killed the vibes, and people got out of their seats. Some people left to go to the bar. Some people left to get to Billy's early. Some people left to beat the traffic. Like, this team's not coming back because they had so many scoreless innings. Some Yankee fans didn't believe. Like you said, the Boo Birds came out. People were doing the wave in there. Come on.
Yeah, no, for sure. I had one more thing, too. So, three games. We're three games up now in the AL East. I don't remember personally the last time that was. Maybe you do. Do you think we got 14 games left? Do you think we give it back, or do you think we hold it out?
I don't want to jinx anything. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Earlier in the year, we definitely had a three-game lead, I believe, on the Baltimore Orioles. I'm hoping it can get to five. Once it gets to five, I'm going to feel really good about it. The Baltimore Orioles were getting no hit. There was a perfect game for a little while. Like, they were getting no hit by the Detroit Tigers tonight. They had a one-hitter. Yeah. It took them to the ninth inning to come out of that. They are struggling right now. I've been saying it on air for weeks that they are searching for it. They don't have it. They are falling apart at this time of the year where you're supposed to be playing stronger, playing together. We face them next homestand the first three games. That can put them completely out of it. So I feel pretty good about where the Yankees are, but they can't go out west and fall asleep against the Mariners and the Oakland A's. They got to handle business right here and take this game tomorrow with Cole on the mound.
Yeah, for sure. One game at a time, man. One game at a time.
Thanks for the call, Dan. Yeah, I know you guys went and got that hoodie tonight. Not to knock it, because, the Yankees have stepped up the swag and the stuff that you're getting at the stadium. It's dope. But I think it was a Star Insurance promotion, and maybe I'm old school. I don't want a Yankee jersey with a patch on it. So it's a Yankee hoodie giveaway where it's the hoodie with the jersey, and then on the left sleeve is a Star Insurance patch. I don't want that. I got enough Yankee hoodies and Yankee jerseys to put together. I'm hoping when I return to the stadium for the last homestand, it's cold enough to wear the hoodie and wear the jersey combo. Like, I'm ready for that. 888-808-1019. But yes, I understand people booing. I understand people leaving. I understand people getting frustrated, because I know I was frustrated. I was frustrated Dominguez wasn't in there. I'm frustrated with Glaber. I'm frustrated with Mark Leiter Jr. always having to pitch for whatever reason, because they traded for him and he's under control for the next couple years and they don't want to admit that this guy's cooked. There's so many other options, but whatever. My boy Javi hit me at 9:15. He said, just left the game. Disgusting. And then an hour later, not even. 40 minutes later, he's like, I feel dumb AF right now. Tony's in the Bronx. Tony, you're on the Fan.
Listen, let me tell you something. Don't knock that hoodie. I was online an hour and a half early just so I can get that hoodie.
You got it?
It was mobbed. I got, me and my girl got the hoodie, of course.
Okay, I didn't physically see awesome. It. Is it nice quality? I'm sure it's nice.
No, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. It's decent. The swag they're giving out, It's top quality. I gotta call it the way I see it.
Yeah, for buying a ticket and to get some of the stuff that they gave out, it's cool. It's cool. I got a ton of Yankees stuff in my closet, and I didn't physically see it, so I won't knock it. I'm just knocking the patch. I just never thought we'd have a patch over the pinstripes.
I know. Listen, I heard you said you would have wished that you would have went to this game. This is my first game of the year, kind of like what the previous caller did.
This is the first game of the season that you went to?
This is the first game. I had a newborn last year, so last year was a scratch.
Nah, that's awesome, though. You picked the best game of the year.
No, we did. But let me tell you something. It was really electric. I mean, you know, it was Yankees didn't score until the seventh inning, but you know what? You're watching it. You know, I'm the type of person, I stay the whole game. I don't care if they get swatted. I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
I just stay the whole game. So, you know, you see the thing developing, you know what I mean? Like, next man up, they're walking, they're taking pitches. Verdugo, it was amazing. He was like two strikes. He worked a walk. You know, when Judge gets up, got the first two balls and stuff like that. I'm videoing the whole thing, by the way. And then once he hits the ball, you just know this ball is gone. It was really thunderous. I've been to a lot of Yankee games, but this game was very playoff.
Postseason energy. Wake the ghost up. Thanks for the call, Tony. I know what it's like. I know what it's like. I had some FOMO tonight, but I'm getting ready. I'll be there the next homestand for at least three games, and then we're going into the postseason. Then we turn the Bronx Zoo up. Then, like I said, the ghosts are activated in Yankee Stadium. And, man, we have to go on a run. We have the best home field advantage in baseball. Guys like Judge and Soto, they're going to feed off that. Guys like Austin Wells, Jazz Chisholm, they're going to feed off that. And hopefully Verdugo, Dominguez, Rizzo, Volpe, all those guys pick it up. And Gleyber Torres has been consistent, and we've seen Gleyber Torres do it in the postseason. Stan, we've seen him do it in the postseason. This is it, guys. This is it. This is it. 888-808-1019. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more of your calls on the Yankees and the Mets. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Far back to pass. Takes a deep drop. Steps up. Looking to his right. And the pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Intercepted by the Giants. Corey Webster got the pick, and he's tackled at the Packer 34.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. Friday night, New York City. Friday the 13th, as we proceed to give you what you need. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m., taking your calls at 888-808-1019. The Yankees win, and the Mets make it happen again. We're talking about everything. We'll unpack everything. We'll get to some football talk as well, with the New York Giants needing to bounce back against the Washington Commanders and the New York Jets heading down to Tennessee to face Will Levis and the Titans. Must-win game. Can't lose. Can't lose. So, get ready for some football talk in the next 2 hours, but I have a couple more calls on the Yankees, on the Mets. Let's go to Abraham in Brooklyn on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up? What's up?
What's going on? Two questions I want to ask you. I've been reading the newspapers, the Daily News and the Post, and they've been talking about Stroman and Nestor, one of them going to the bullpen. And from day one, everybody said Stroman was going to be like a rotten apple to the Yankees. And Nestor's the only one complaining to the media and to like Aaron Boone about going to the bullpen.
It's a good point.
It's crazy.
That's a good point.
And when it comes to Daniel Jones for the Giants, how long do you think he got till he's going to get benched?
I think he's got four losses.
Four losses, so after week four, he's done?
If they go 0-4, you can't keep him out there. But I think they probably end up going like 2-4, and they're like, all right, done. I think they're going to find a way to win. Maybe they beat the Commanders. Maybe they win another game. Like, it's the NFL. It's week to week. They're going to be able to scheme a win. They're going to get some turnovers. Something's going to happen. Daniel Jones can't be. I know, but he can't. Daniel Jones can't be this bad. He can't be. He can't be. Not the whole time.
I think the $40 million man is a bust. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he can't be this bad all season. That was a bad start. That was a bad opener. The guy hadn't played in so many months. He looked scared. He looked gun-shy. He looked like he didn't want to get hit. He looked like he didn't know where to go with the ball. He looked like the boos were raining down and everything was way too overwhelming. He couldn't function. Okay, that's out of the way.
I hear this, though. So how many touchdowns do you think he's going to throw this weekend? He can't throw two touchdowns against Washington.
I was about to say, he's got to at least throw the ball into the end zone or throw the ball to Malik Nabers and take it into the end zone twice. He's got to have at least two passing touchdowns. The Commanders put up 20 points last week against the Buccaneers, a playoff team that won a game in the playoffs, a team that scored 37 on them. But, like, I've been watching Jaden Daniels. He can get busy. He can throw the ball downfield, and he can run the ball. So they're going to have to score points to keep up with them. It can't be this Graham Gano New York field goal Giants.
But you see, everything changes now because Saquon Barkley's not there. So when they run the read option, the defense, they're not nervous now.
Nope. Devin Singletary is not a threat. Devin Singletary, if it's not blocked up, if it's not there for him to get in the open field, he is not like Saquon as far as, like, you know, making a cut and hitting a home run. They don't respect the run, and they need to run the ball. That's what they need to do to help Daniel Jones. And if it isn't Singletary, then let the backup running backs get it going. Hand the ball to Wandale. They can't let Daniel Jones throw the ball so many times ineffectively.
You're definitely right. And one last thing for the Yankees: the last time they had a 3-game lead was 3 months ago. That's a long time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it happened this season, but man, 3 months ago? Yeah, thanks for the call, Abe. 888-808-1019. Yeah, when we come back, I'll play my 94 the block, you know, quickest picks in football, something like that. A couple bars on the Giants, on the Jets, and Monday Night Football. So every week I'll be putting together a little rhyme and picking who I think is going to win. The first week, I played the homer card. And I took the Jets and the Giants to cover. And this week, I'm just going straight money line, picking teams to win. And we'll see how it goes. I will talk through all of the week 2 picks. And I'll tell you what I think. Nobody knows. From week 1 to week 2 is the most change and overreaction. There are people that are going to win some money gambling this week. There's people that are going to lose some money this week because they're going to try so hard to just go off of what they saw in week 1 and think that carries. And it's going to be a complete different outcome. 888-808-1019. Let me take another call. Talking Yankees, talking Mets, talking New York baseball. Steve is in Hazleton. Go for it, Steve.
Hey, how you doing? Well, I'm not going to be real popular. I'm an Orioles fan. But
boo,
I do want to give a lot of...
Boo. I don't even know what the radio station is down there.
Well, I'm just driving through on 81, but I heard you, and I appreciate the enthusiasm you and the fans have. Obviously, the Yankees are on a roll. For the Orioles, listen, we have done tremendous things this year in spite of our pitching problems.
And injuries.
Our pitchers are coming back. You know, we're going to get Webb back. We'll get Rodriguez. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to, you know, get back to some normalcy. But, you know, we lost Westberg. And there's a lot of talk about these guys coming back and being ready for the playoffs. Obviously, I'm excited, you know, but obviously you guys aren't. Listen, may the best team win.
Yeah, we're excited too. Thanks for the call, Steve. It's no guarantee that these guys come back and they're aces and they're dialed in. Like, they can get rocked. You see the Yankees lineup? Like, they can come back and give it up. Like, yeah, come back for the next homestand. We can't wait to see you. 3 games in Yankee Stadium. You're reeling right now. You can't score runs right now. Your team got one hit and was no hit for most of the game. So, you know, pitching is one thing. Health is another thing. We know you got Corbin Burns and Dean Kramer, and you had Grayson Rodriguez. I think he got hurt, and you made the trade for Zach Eflin and Trevor Rogers, whatever. I do not watch the Baltimore Orioles like that. I keep a side eye on them. I know that in the beginning of this year, they tried to tell me Gunnar Henderson was an MVP candidate over Aaron Judge, and I was like, relax. I know Judge slumped in April, but Gunnar Henderson, not like that. Adley Rutschman, whatever. We'll see. We would love to see you, and we will see you for 3 games, and that'll definitely decide the division, and then let the chips fall where they may in October. It's not your year. It wasn't your year last year when you won 101 games and got swept out of the first round of the playoffs, so we shall see. We shall see. 888-808-1019. When we come back, I'll play my little rap where I pick the NFL games, 3 games, and then I'll start to, you know, mix in some NFL stuff and my picks and thoughts of the, week 2 schedule coming up.